This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
All right, guys, so I'm continuing, I'm finishing, you know. So I was speaking about the fact that, you know, with Jesus, you know, that guy is thinking rich, you know. Sometimes I see it and I'm like, oh, my Lord is crazy, you know, he's so crazy. You know, this guy, you know, guys, if Jesus was giving riches, guys, I'll be the richest, believe me. I'll be the richest, guys, that man, guys, you know. So when you have proof of what he's talking about, you sit and like, Jesus, you are this rich. Damn, dude, you're this rich. But you're not giving me anything, dude, you know. So I remember when he was warning me against the earthly riches, you know, warning me against loving the things of the world. Because at that time, I had not understood yet what he, you know, he meant, you know, and everything. Even though I was leaving things and forsaking things and sacrificing things, you know, I did not really understand as much as I now do, you understand? Because in my mind, I was like, how can you warn me against this? But you are the rich dude. It doesn't make sense. You are the richest dude. It doesn't make sense. I do understand, you know, when Peter says that your inheritance is reserved in heaven, guys, these people gave up the earth riches in order to gain those riches. Because, guys, the riches there. Guys. Guys, Jerusalem, the place made of pure gold. Guys, no one's house is made of gold. But, guys, we're not speaking about a house. We're speaking about the whole place made of gold. You understand? So, in his last meeting with his disciples, he says, I'm going to prepare mansions for you. Guys, mansions that are made of gold. Guys, that man is so rich that he doesn't work for riches. He speaks them into existence. That guy is too damn rich. So I remember, guys, this time I was watching this movie. And in this movie, there was this guy who was a king and he wanted a wife. But he wanted someone who loved him for who he is. So he went outside of his village and went to a village that no one knew him. You know, guys, he looked like a pauper. He looked like a pauper. And he was looking for ladies. Guys, ladies were not budging because of the way he looked. Guys, even his hairstyle. Guys, the guy looked awful. He looked hideous, you know. So he kept looking for a wife. Nobody was really into him until he found this lady who was sick. This lady had an eternal disease, but she was not going to die very soon, but she had a terminal disease. So she agreed, you know, to marry him. You know, she actually fell for him, you know, even though he looked like a pauper like that. So she took him home, but the parents of the lady were not even into that because of how, guys, that guy really looked horrible. You know, that even though the lady had this terminal disease, the parents were not happy with the choice of men she brought home, you know. So the lady had to fight with her parents, you know, and went along with the man. So the man told her, you know what, let us go back to my village. And the lady was shocked because the lady thought he was living in their village. The man said, no, I don't live here. I live somewhere else. And the lady was like, oh, that's why I didn't know you, you know. So they left to the village. Guys, in the village, the way people were greeting the man, the lady was like, what is going on? How come everyone is treating you the way they are treating you? What's going on? Because people, guys, were hailing at him, you know, the way they were treating him. You could see that something doesn't add up, you know. So they were walking towards this mansion. And the lady was like, what's going on? What are we doing in this mansion? The gate was opened and people were greeting this man, you know, hailing him. And the lady was shocked. So later, guys, the king, you know, decided to explain things, you know, to the lady. So the lady was shocked. He actually did it because he wanted someone who will love him for who he is. I mean, guys, if you think about it, it makes sense. If you've got riches, guys, people never look at you in the way that they should. Because, see, guys, loving riches and loving the things of the world is the last, or should I say, is the character of our flesh. So when we know of someone who is rich, we don't necessarily love them. No. Believe me when I tell you. You know, sometimes you watch these celebrities, people say, I love you. And they show their boobs and everything. You can't love someone you don't know. You love what you see. You love the image, but you don't know the person. You understand? So when you see someone who's rich, famous, and have money, it's easy to say that you love them. It's because your flesh, the character of the flesh, loves money, loves riches, loves the things of the world. You understand? So it's easy for people to claim to love you because of that. But if you want someone who will love you genuinely, believe me, take advice from this dude. It's a good one. Go to a place where no one knows you so that you'll find someone who will love you for who you are. Guys, someone who will love you for who you are. Because you see, there's also this marriage in community of property. You know, you find that later when you want to divorce, people will take half of your things. You understand? At least if someone had loved you for who you are. Because later when you divorce someone who knew who you were, it's like, what if they came for this and now they are living with this? And sometimes people end up killing. Guys, sometimes people end up killing. You understand? We've seen this thing. So I'm just giving you an advice. You know, yes, Jesus won't be the one giving you earthly riches, because he's not a guy who's going to be blessing you with earthly riches. He already told us that these things don't come from the Father. You understand? So we understand that. But I'm trying to say that Jesus, guys, is also stinking rich, you know. So when I sat down, guys, when I was watching this movie, I was like, probably that's why Jesus came down here on earth and was looking like that. That guy looked like a pauper. That guy was preaching against riches, that they decided to kill him. They said, you can't be coming from God. A person coming from God can't be looking like you. You are preaching against riches. You are looking like a nobody. It's not even on. You know, even the prophet Isaiah, he's saying there was nothing about him that was appealing. You understand? Jesus, why guys did that? It's because, guys, you see, Jesus wants someone who will love him for who he is. You know, with the disciples, these are the people, you know, you'll find Peter saying, I'm ready to die for you. You know, I'm ready to die with you. You know, even Thomas is saying, let us go and die with him. You know, these people, guys, are ready to die with him, for him. So Jesus realized, damn, these people really love me. You know, so he reveals things to them. He revealed them, you know, he shows them that, listen, I am actually like this. I might look like this here on earth and, you know, and behave like this, but I'm actually like this. So they realize, damn, this guy is really, really rich. This guy is really, really who he says he is. You understand? Because even though he was telling them, I am a son of God, I mean, the way he looked, it was just, guys, it was impossible for people to believe that, you know. So it's because, guys, Jesus wants someone who will love him for who he is. And guys, having proof of the authenticity of the Bible, you know, hey, guys, having faith about the Bible, for me, I sit and I'm like, yeah, now I understand, you know. Even though my Lord is not giving me anything, and guys, believe me, he's never given me anything. Oh, guys, I look like a pauper. You know, I've got absolutely nothing. The guy has never given me anything. Yes, the only thing he's giving me is love. Oh, guys, that's what he will do. That's why I call him Mr. Love specialist, because that's what he does. He just gives love. Even when he was here, daddy, the only thing daddy gave him was love. That's what Jesus was speaking about, love. But as for things, So Peter realized, damn, as long as we're following this man, it doesn't seem like we're going to be getting anything. And guys, truly speaking, you're not going to be getting anything. You know, pastors are busy deceiving people, you know, killing everything spiritually, because now everyone is running after riches, earthly blessings, prosperity, because they think Jesus is giving this. Hence, churches, guys, are filled with people thinking that Jesus is the one giving them this. Yet, it's the guy sitting in second heaven and is like sitting there, look at these fools. They took the bait. They did not understand which riches Jesus speaks about. Because, see, guys, Satan knows which riches Jesus speaks about. He knows that Jesus has created a new earth. You understand, guys? Satan knows that Jesus has created a new heaven. Satan knows, guys, the riches Jesus is speaking about. And he knows that these riches, earthly riches, is not what Jesus gives. It's Satan giving that. Not Jesus. Not Jesus. Do you understand? So it's important because I will never, guys, preach about earthly riches and say, God is going to bless you with this, going to bless you with that. I ain't doing that because I'm going to stand in front of my Lord. And my Lord will be like, Nini, are you crazy? You out of all people. I've shown you things. You know things. You know, guys, sometimes I sit and I'm like, to me, it's like I'm also like part of the disciples, you know, his inner cycle dudes, you understand? Because of the love I've received from, guys, from that man, you know, even the proof, you know, the things he's shown me, you know, I sit and I'm like, yo, that man, you know? So for me, it's easy to relate with the Paul, with the Peter, with the James, with the John, because I understand what they knew, you understand? I can relate, you know? Because you see, guys, when you deal with someone that rich, and they are not giving you anything, you sit and you relax. Guys, I look at people running after money like headless chicken, running after businesses, running after careers, running after blessings, this, blessing, that. And I sit and I'm like, okay. And the only advice I have for such people is that make sure when you get money, get a lot of it. Because when you leave this place, you will go to hell. You will go to hell. You ran after things that was taking your soul. You see, guys, what pastors are forgetting to tell you is that if you run for the riches of this world, if you run for the blessings of this world, in the process, you are losing your soul. That's not riches Jesus was speaking about. That guy became poor. He came down here because Satan had already taken over. So he became poor so that you will become spiritually alive. That's when you leave this place, you will make it to those riches because he's got a new earth. You understand? He's got a new earth. I want you guys, I want you to understand that. You might not believe in heaven and hell and Jesus. Unfortunately, he still reveals those things. So my beliefs, your beliefs don't matter. What matters is Jesus' beliefs. You understand? I came to that realization when I realized them. Jesus still reveals these things even though people don't believe in it. Yeah, yeah. So in my mind, I'm like, if you don't believe it, it's okay. It's still there though. You might not believe it. It's still there. You understand? So I'm trying to explain that the riches Jesus preaches about, the riches he warns against. That guy is thinking rich. Guys, I'm telling you, there's nothing about the world that is not true. Everything is 100%. You understand? And Jesus here in the book of Revelations, he's saying that if you want to be rich, buy from me. I'll open your eyes. He says, so, and salver to put on your eyes so you can see. In other words, he's saying, I'll open your spiritual eyes and I'll show you things. I'll show you riches. I'm the rich dude. Guys, that's what Jesus is saying here. He says, I'm the rich dude. He says, so I advise you to buy gold from me. Gold that has been purified by fire. Then you will be rich. That guy is thinking rich. He is the guy who can give you riches. He says, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. In other words, so that I can show you the riches. I'm stinking rich. And the guy is stinking rich. When he reveals those riches, you sit and you're like, what the heck? What the heck? Can someone be this rich? That guy is so rich. So rich. You understand? So I want you to know that Jesus is not... You know, guys, when I was young, I remember my mom did not understand much about the Bible. But he used to say, Jesus is so poor. If you do, you know, guys used to say, my mom, she used to say, Jesus is so poor. He's so poor that he's not giving me anything. So I'm leaving him, you know. My mom sometimes will go to church and sometimes will be like, hey, I'm no longer going to church. Jesus is not giving me anything. He's a poor guy. And I sit right now and I'm thinking about it and I'm like, yeah. She found the truth about my Lord. When he came down here, my Lord was poor. I look like a pauper. Yes, guys, when he opens your eyes and you see things and you're like, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. You are the guy who came down here looking like a pauper. Nobody wanted you. And the churches are filled with people who think that you are giving them riches. Yet these people are losing you. And guys, people in churches are losing Jesus because they are forfeiting their soul. forfeiting their soul. They are in the process of losing their souls because the riches Jesus is warning against are the riches that people are really running for. Because in their minds, it's like, we can't wait for that long. Well, it's your prerogative. We give you information, what you do about it, it's your prerogative. You understand? So my mom used to say, I don't want Jesus anymore. He's not giving me anything. And Jesus never gave me anything until she deserted Jesus, you know? Because if you really don't understand, you will desert Jesus because it doesn't give anyone. I need you to know. So there are riches that Jesus preaches for and there are riches he warns against. Until next.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God. Correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.